Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today is the Power of Christ Daily, the 12th of September, 2015. Still, we are the work of God. What is the work of God? Believing the one whom He sent, believing Jesus Christ. Examine yourself, patience. 3. The title is Work of God, Examine Yourself, Patience, and 3, because it's the third part of this whole thing. Now, again, the haze became very bad yesterday. So we are recovering again. We were whacked one more time with this. But what happens is, when we breathe in this thing, without, we cannot help it, because it comes into the house and all that. And even if you're in an aircon place, we open the door, it comes in. So what happens is, these particles, minute particles, enter our lungs, and as it enters the lungs, the lung begins to react by producing phlegm, trying to get rid of it. And while this is going on, the lung becomes inflamed, and you begin to feel the tightening of the lungs. And of course, we are trying to avoid taking these antibiotics and taking anti-inflammatory pills and all that, because that has its own set of problems. But when you cannot finally help it, take it. What else to do? Okay, we have faith in Christ, but this is a sowing and reaping rule. We are sowing, keep sowing this breathing, we are breathing this rubbish that we are sowing there, and the sowing and reaping rule applies, but in mercy. Now we ask for mercy, because we cannot go anywhere else. We are here. Mercy from Jesus, and mercy comes. That's why I'm able to get up this morning and do this sharing and teaching, and also it edifies me. When I start teaching and remembering the scriptures and talking about the scriptures, the word of God, and thinking of Jesus Christ, and to examine myself, I too will examine myself. It helps me also, brothers and sisters. While I'm doing this, it helps me greatly. So thank Jesus Christ, all of us benefit. Make it worse yesterday, suddenly when my wife opened the back door, the whole kitchen was full of smoke. And so I had to go and deal with it. So I tried to put an ionizer in the kitchen to remove the smoke. An ionizer will remove the smoke, but it takes a long time, because we don't have industrial ionizers. We have a normal house ionizers. And in the same time, so in the meantime while doing all this, we are still breathing this. You know what has happened? Some contractor who was doing some house renovation near my neighbor, one, two doors away or whatever, he's burning things, looks like. Can you imagine how wicked this nonsense is? Instead of disposing that, they are burning this. Now when they are burning this, what do we do? I have to love them. Why I have to love them? For my own sake. I love them for my own sake. Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I love them for my own sake, because God is love, my Father is love, and He tells me to love, and I will love them, I will forgive them, and ask mercy from God to see me through, mercy from Jesus Christ to see me through with all this, see my family through, you know. Now, we always, as I said, I always, one rule is, if I think I know something, I do not know as I ought to know as yet. And that in simple version is, they do not know anything as they should. That is 1 Corinthians 8:2. That's foundational. We better remember. I must remember this. All of us better remember this. 2 Corinthians 13:15, the other foundational scripture for us is, examine and test and evaluate your own selves. So we have to examine. Daily, when you get up, say, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my brother, He loves me. He suffered on the cross, died on the cross, and rose him. And the Holy Spirit brought him out because of the faith of Christ. I must have the faith of Christ. Christ is in me, in my spirit, and now formed my heart and soul. Where is my heart and my soul? My soul, He must be formed there. But to do that, I have to look at the issues that are going wrong. Because when I look at the Word of God, beholding it, meditating it, did I do anything in this rubbish? Then the Word of God will change me from inside. That is true. We can't change ourselves. But the Word of God is Jesus. He changes us. So examine ourselves, test and evaluate your own self, my own self. Test and prove ourselves that we are not counterfeit, that we are not fakes. If we are not fakes, first of all, we'll have the fruit of the Spirit. One fruit, as I said, and all the various shades and colors and tastes and the structure of character of the fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, love, joy, and peace, and then it comes patience. Now, love, joy and peace, and brothers and sisters, seek ye the kingdom of God first, and all your needs are settled, they'll be added. That's a promise. So, what we do? We seek the kingdom of God. How to seek the kingdom of God? In Romans, it's defined, kingdom of God is a condition of your soul, which is, if your soul is in righteousness, peace and joy, you are in the kingdom of God. Righteousness, our righteousness are like filthy rags, Jesus says, so his righteousness is over us. Now think of ourselves this, like we are in a sandwich. Jesus is a sandwich, we are inside it, inside the sandwich. So outside we cannot be affected. Any corruption of the world, spiritual corruption come, it has to pass through Jesus. If we are all the time in Jesus, we will not be corrupted by the world. Now, so we are in Christ Jesus, and he's sitting in the heavenlies. He's sitting beside Father God. Everything is under his feet. And now Christ is in us. Now, righteousness, his righteousness, his righteousness. So even when we fall into sin, we are convicted because the Spirit of God is in us. We know we are wrong. Even before going wrong, he'll be distressing you. You must learn to stop. We must learn to stop, brothers and sisters. The problem is we don't stop. We continue doing and then fall into sin. Don't run away first. First stop. Be still. Be still. When you know there's a shaking going on, a temptation coming on, either you run away or you be still there because you can't move away from the office. You want to shout at somebody or whatever. Be still. Be still. Why? And then do the breath of God. So many things he has given us. Breath of God in faith, you're breathing, breathe. Now, of course, when I go in the kitchen yesterday, I dare not do the breath of God inside there, can I? Pray Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No, no. So, do the breath of God. And then, peace. Peace comes. My peace I give unto you, a peace that the world cannot understand. And that's my peace I give. That Jesus saying, you know, Jesus Christ, the husband of my soul telling, I give you my peace. I give you my peace, son. We are part of the Virgin Bride of Christ. He gives peace. How do you get peace? Peace in Christ means we want willing to do what he says. We have the peace. So that also, he says, do not, now guard your heart with the peace of God. Let it rule over you. I mean, when you are doing something and there's some peace begin to move away from you, you stop. You know, God is telling you, son, daughter, there is something coming up. There's some problem. So you stop, which is going to cause you more problems. Now, joy. Joy, worship him. Worship him. Think there must be some connecting song or something. For me, there will be a connecting song, as I said. So, you take one song that you like, begin to sing to him. Make the words, write the song to you. God, the lover of your soul, the husband of your soul. Take one song that you know. Even you can take a Christian song. Christian song, we know we worship and all that. But if you take a song that you actually, it triggers your heart and soul, even before you came to the Lord, take the song, take the tune, and write the words, make words for him. I say, brothers and sisters, you today compose a song for Jesus Christ and see what happens. You compose a song with the tune that you have. If you can write tunes, better still. I am supposed to be tone deaf. I'll be always out of tune, looks like. Everybody tells me that, and I also know that. So, but even then, when I put on the earphone and listening to some, I may listen to a worldly song, a Neil Diamond song or whatever, and I'll use the words that I've composed for my God. I've composed for Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I sing. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, you'll get a joy. You'll forget all this world thing will pass away. Now, what we're talking today is patience. Examine yourself. Patience. Patience. Now, the problem of understanding, because over the time, we have been brought to understand certain words that are really not correct. For instance, people used to tell me, I'm very impatient. My wife will tell me, you are impatient. I'm talking about before born again. Even after born again, they'll tell me. And you know, they'll tell me something like this. And I used to wonder, maybe not. I'm in a hurry to do things. I know what I have to do already means I must complete it like yesterday. If I need to do something already in my spirit settled, I will go and get it done, finish, end of story. Otherwise, it is forms a restlessness in me that something is missing, something left undone. Now, and then when I begin to move fast, they'll tell me it's impatience. But actually, I've come to know that's not impatience. For instance, if you're waiting for a bus and then you're already delayed because of something, you're praying, Lord, bring the bus quickly, Lord, I have to go and get this done, right? That's not impatience. That is, you already boo-booed here, you're late, and you want God to do something for you to get in time. Now, others may be waiting for you. What about that? Love your neighbor as yourself. That's not impatience, brothers and sisters. That is getting the thing done right. Now, then you examine yourself. Why are you in this position? Am I impatient because I got up late? Now, then we have to stop that. Because many times the world and your heart will excuse you to say, oh, I'm patient, but actually it may be laziness. It actually may be laziness. And they tell you, you know, you see, you're being impatient, but actually I'm patient, I'm a patient person. But actually it may be full of laziness, slothfulness, producing nothing. That is sin. So what is this patience? What God is taught? Love, joy, peace. Patience. What is this patience? The Bible definition is, before I come to that, you see, for instance, micro oven is not good, but I also still use it because it can change the frequencies and all and still harm us. They can destroy the food inside, the frequency will come harm, move all into our body now. But we still use sometimes to defrost food or to just a quick heat up, you know, don't too long, don't try cooking there and all. Now, so there's a joke somebody said, impatient is putting something in the micro oven and telling it to go faster, faster, faster. Now, if you need, love thing, I now put to something, I take the piece of bread and I put it for a quick thing, and I got to come and get a scripture done this morning and I'm searching for it. And obviously, I want the micro oven to be faster. So, now, impatience, if not impatient, if that kind of thing not checked, it can turn it into anxiety. It can become anxious. That is sin. If you want things done fast, move, get it done. Like yesterday, yes, everything must be settled because I have an obligation to settle people. I have an obligation for my family. I'm a provider. I've got work to do. I'm called by the servant. As a servant of the Most High God, I've got things to do. I want to search scriptures. I'm searching quickly, fast. Quickly, learning skills to do fast. That's not impatience. That is necessary. Those who don't do that actually are a little lazy or slothful or misunderstood that thorn bushes, the information, misinformation, the brain is working on them. Now, actual patience, God says, is this. When he has made you a promise, and then things are going wrong, and then you cannot wait, because you act and do something, because you're waiting for the promise and not happening, and then you begin to do something. That is impatience. That is impatience. Suppose God told you, son, don't go and get this kind of job. Let's say you are a person looking for a job, and the job that is offered, you know in your heart, this job will make you sin eventually. And God said, no, it is not for you, because you are righteous, because my righteousness is on you. You don't want to do the wrong things. And then you still cannot stand it, and then you go and did something. Why? To get that. Because I cannot, I need income, I went for the job. That is impatience, and that is terrible sin. Patience is believing in the word of God, believing in promises, and staying put. Like sometimes we know, as I put on the whole armor of God, and after having done all, stand. Just stand. That is why in the scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:14, it says, admonish those who are out of line. Admonish means correct them, no, discipline them. Tell me wrong, correct them. Undisciplined, unruly, disorderly. You have to correct them, you have to warn them. Encourage the timid who are spiritual, who are lack spiritual courage. Encourage, we have to encourage them because they lack spiritual courage. Timid and lacking spiritual courage. People may think timid is the worldly thing. Help the spiritually weak. Be patient with everyone. Now, whenever we have meeting people and they have some issues and they're going on, we have to be patient with them. But we do our work quickly and fast as possible, accurately as possible, fast as possible, without running and making errors. Okay, now that is why in Hebrews 6:15 it says, after he had endured, this is Abraham, after he had endured, patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now, to obtain the promises of God, we have to be patient. When things are going wrong, do not act. Call on the blood of Jesus, call on the breath of Jesus, but do not act. Because you act after God has promised you, and you begin to go and act contrary to God's word, it's impatience. That's not patience. So, brothers and sisters, today is a wonderful day to remember patience. You get the promise of God, believing the word of God, and then you don't do anything that is contrary to the word of God to achieve the so-called promise that you're waiting for. Whatever you're waiting for, you try to go and do and achieve that. No, not true. In Jesus' name, today we pray that I release patience to all of us. Patience in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen, brothers and sisters.